Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So me and Lack went hiking this morning. We did.
This morning?
Yeah. We probably did about, I don't know, maybe 4.5-5 miles today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And, you know, there's a difference when you're hiking by yourself, listening to music, versus hiking with friends. So when you're talking and you're laughing, you're holding your breath essentially. And I'm doing more of the talking. And then Tahir is just hiking his ass off. And I'm just like, I'm over doing like Biggie lyrics, like, we kept, he's just like, why are you out of breath? I was like, oh, I'm dying over here.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, man, he hikes. He obviously, he knew some calves and stuff like that. But I'm like, man, we be hiking with somebody, you be talking. It's different.
Yeah.
It goes too quick. What's up, Pat?
What up? Where was y'all hiking?
Griffin.
What's up, Maine?
Griffin.
I don't see you, Brooke. I don't see you yet. Your camera says it's not on.
Okay.
She said, I like to keep it like that. If that's okay.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Pat? What's up, DreamCon baby? What's up, man?
Yeah.
How was DreamCon, man? Damn, it changed. Dope. You got on a collar shirt. What's up, man? You feeling all right?
I'm tired.
Was it worth it? Was the trip worth it there?
Of course. Yeah. I'm definitely gonna try to go every year that I can, because DreamCon is dope. It was like 30,000 people pulled up this year.
What's DreamCon?
So do you know the comedy collective RDC? They do like the skits and stuff.
That's the dude's always doing LeBron. That dude.
Yeah. Them. Okay. They started a whole conference, and it's like, it's a whole bunch of stuff. It's everything from like anime to gaming to just content creation, and there's panels and performances. It's dope.
Yeah.
We should do a road trip next year, Chaz.
I'm down. That's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Road trip? Do you know where this at?
Houston. Hey, nigga, right now, I'm thinking is our finances now.
Okay.
So let's collectively come together and use his vehicle, his electric vehicle, Woogie, Woogie, Woogie.
Let me tell you something. That electrical vehicle is going to add a day to the trip.
It's going to take forever.
Damn it. All right.
Not only do you have to charge it, you have to find a place to charge it. And then when you get to that place, you have to make sure that there's a charger available. So you might be waiting an hour to get it.
And
it'd be better just to rent a video.
Me and Lack, we 500 pounds in that car.
Said what?
Me and Lack is 500 pounds in that car.
Hey, can I take
all the way down?
Can I please tell y'all the story of how Chaz almost killed us in his electric vehicle?
You were safe.
Wait, one second before you do. Brooke, let me get you turn your camera landscape side that way, and then it is going to change the orientation of your screen. Boom, there we go. And it should flip over now. Make sure your orientation lock isn't on your phone, because it looks like it is.
Okay. Boom. This is great.
This is going great.
First time knocking it out the park.
Yeah.
I know technology.
Oh, no.
Nope, now it's just froze.
Got worse.
Oh, boy. Worse. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? If you freeze at your own house, you'd be like, hey, I am in my Wi-Fi. I cannot freeze here.
Bro.
How?
Crazy.
I'm next to the router.
Let's try it again.
Boom, there we go.
Hey.
All right, everybody, this is Brooke Ashley. Brooke Ashley's comic. Yeah, she's on Brooke. The scene. We got Dion, we got Chaz, we got my co-host Patrick Cloud. Everybody, it's Brooke Ashley. All right.
Hey, what's up?
So, Chaz almost killed y'all. Huh?
It's in salutations.
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
you kind of sound underwater, but
Grand rising.
Thank you, Patrick. How about this? Is this better?
Nope.
Am I clear? Nope. Not at all? Cool.
Unplug your headphones and let's see how it sounds when it's unplugged. Oh, did it go mute?
Damn it, yo.
Yeah. Can't hear you at all now.
Damn.
Comment section going crazy right now.
They talk about something. This is probably about those drapes. They was like, damn, she called from Nana's house.
Yeah, she's at Nana's house.
That's why Nana ain't got no
that couch. Home. That couch and those curtains scream Nana. That
it's
Nana,
Nana ain't got no Wi-Fi. She don't want the government all up in her house.
It's acting up because she ain't even supposed to be in that room. That's the sitting room that nobody supposed to sit in.
Yeah.
It's actually true. I unwrapped some furniture to sit down.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go. Now we hear you. Now we hear you.
Let's see
her router got a crank on it.
I got about 5 minutes.
Hey, a crank powered Wi-Fi router is hilarious.
I got squad cast.
Why is your arm keep doing this? So let me tell you this story.
I'm trying to put the headphones back in.
No, so, the headphones are good. I mean, it works without the headphones. You actually sound better without the headphones. We just got to find a place where your arm's not holding it up and we got this shadow over your face. You like a fucking tired. Villain. You like you're about to give Ethan Hunt his mission.
You look. Yeah.
Mission you probable.
Right.
This is better.
We need you to go to Ralph's.
Now we got to talk about what's on this shelf. What's on this shelf? What are these Chokskis over here?
Everything from the Harlem Renaissance. It's you got Sammy Davis Jr.'s tap shoes over there. You got one key from Martin Luther King's rap.
You got Langston Hughes original drafts.
Really?
You got a leather bound Langston Hughes book.
There's a Hello Kitty poster in the background. Please stop.
Looked out that window.
This myself. This is really
this is Chad's whole bedroom. This is my the Hello Kitty, the stuff on the door. That's all him.
That's all me, baby. That's all me. I commandeered my daughter's room. She got the best room in the house somehow. I said, I'm taking this one.
What's that? King what in the background? King So? On your seat?
Oh, on the chair? That's just the brain.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing fancy.
She said, I'm out of here. I'm out of here, nigga.
She said,
and she's back. Yeah, she's
hello,
back.
Kitty. Goodbye, Kitty.
Oh, okay. So, Chaz almost killed Dion. Let's talk about it.
So,
just twice, but go ahead. Which time are you talking about?
Oh, no. We're in it out. So, we got another electric vehicle. So, I went to San Diego with Chaz because he was opening up with Shantae, and I had the opportunity to perform with him. And he's exhausted. I'm tired. I said, I don't know if we're going to get back. We're in San Diego. And he was like, Shantae was like, do you want to stay at the hotel with us? Because if you're tired, you can sleep for a couple hours before you go back because it's during the week. Chad was like, nah, I really got to get back, man. I was like, nigga, if you tired, let's not do this. And he sold me on it by saying, let's go to the charging station and sleep there as my car's charging up because I need to charge it up. So we get there, I'm asleep. He got out to charge it up. I wake up, we're on the 5 freeway. We both sleep. We're both knocked out. We're face to face like this. That's it.
Now, wait. Chaz, do you have the self-driving one?
I do.
He's self-driving us back
That's
home.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I started to wake, and then, as I said, I got sleepy. However, Elon got us, baby. I wasn't worried at all.
Waking up to your driver asleep?
Yes!
We look eye to eye.
You know what's crazy is that sometimes comics have the ability to, embellish a story, and especially when you're on stage, with it being Chaz, I don't think there's any embellishing going on. No, this is really just who Chaz
really
is.
Really happened. Yeah. I'm turning on to the side, and I open my eyes like, we're moving. And I look up, Chaz is in the same position. I'm like, Chaz, he said.
Mind you, Dion's useless ass lasted away for 5 minutes, bro. 5 minutes. I was like, hey, we taking off. Dion's like, oh, you know when they do the fake, I'm going to be awake, I'm going to sit up, and all right, we on the road trip. 5 minutes. So what
Done.
About
him? Sorry.
But in all fairness, Dion told you he was tired. He's
tired.
Out
I said,
day.
Let's go to Shantae's hotel room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's for pussies.
You have way too much faith in Dion falling asleep. Just saying.
What'd you say?
You way too much faith in Elon if you're both falling asleep at the wheel.
I've done this in this car before. That's why I was like, it'll be fun.
That really works?
Yes.
Yeah, bro. It really works.
It's terrifying. Well, we're doing 80. We're hitting corners like this.
We hit a corner.
So wait. Let me ask you this. I gotta ask you.
I was sleeping and I rolled into him.
I gotta ask you.
You rolled over and
cuddled him. You woke up, Dion, and you saw the Chaz was asleep, and you woke him up. Did y'all both go back to sleep after that?
No. He said I need to get something to eat. That'll do the trick. And I went to use the restroom. He went with the jacket. He said, that'll do the trick. We were going to go get something to eat, and he didn't finish the food, and I stayed up awake maybe another 15 minutes, and he stayed
back out. Useless. That's back out.
Crazy.
Useless. He wasn't that scared now, was he?
Dion woke up in Little Spoon.
Hey, Chaz is in the back seat. Chaz ain't even a driver's seat no more.
The whole blanket over me.
It went from a Tesla to a Waymo real quick.
That's crazy. I don't have
to go. Chaz, Chaz.
His feet out the window.
Nah, I'm not there yet. I've actually never been in a self what is it, a Tesla or
Yeah, the Teslas are self-driving and the Waymos are too. I love Waymo. Waymo is great because you ain't got to tip nobody. So coming from like downtown to where I'm at right now, typically in an Uber and Lyft, that'd be $40 easy, right? On Waymo, that's like $22. And you ain't
got to
tip.
Waymo is dangerous. You could be a part of a crime. Waymo is being investigated right now because it hit someone and then kept going.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's got to get to the destination.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like it hit a car or it hit a pedestrian?
A pedestrian, like a body, and then kept going.
Yeah, people remember they ain't got no bumpers.
Speed bump.
People forgetting they ain't got no bumpers and they just be hopping out in traffic. And Waymo be like, bitch, listen, ain't no driver in here.
Well, yeah, what would happen?
who are they going to sue?
Waymo?
Waymo, the whole company.
Seems like way more problems than...
Did you really set that up just for that?
No,
it was set that up.
I hate Dion, man. I hate Dion.
Waymo lawsuits.
Soon as you said Waymo, he was gonna drop this.
Boo.
He had this plan from jump.
How you doing, Brooke? How you doing, bro?
This is like a perfect place for us to just jump.
I liked it.
The show. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our special guest today. We got Dion Lack in the building, Mr. Chasman Rogers. It's Chaz's first time on the show. And we also got Brooke Ashley, dope ass comedian from LA, LA native too. First time on the show as well. Hey. OG Squad, we got me and Patrick Cloud. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Do you know ball? There's only one series left in the playoffs, and the championship is officially on the line. That's right. That means time is running out for you to put your final takes to the test on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. What I love about Prize Picks is that they offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your accounts this sports season. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. This week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the basketball board and I'm selecting Tyrese Halliburton for more than 16 and a half points. All right, I feel like he's gonna knock that out easy. Then I'm picking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for more than 34 and a half points. And I got Miles Turner for more than 4.5 rebounds. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm confident in those picks right there. So download the app today and use code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup, all right? That is code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup, all right? Prize Picks, run your game.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather be stranded in a racist town versus the jungle?
As in the LA jungles or
Ooh, good point.
No, we're talking about like an Amazon or like a real jungle like that, something where they got real animals. So it could be the safari, it could be the Amazon, it could be rainforest, but it's animals out there that can kill you. It's insects out there that can kill you, snakes, all of that type of stuff. So that type of jungle.
Give me
Or
the
like a
racism.
racist sundown town that
Give me the racism.
like, you know what I mean? Like you getting those looks and somebody look at you and look in their watch like, how long you planning on staying here, boy? One of
Getting
them type of
your
town.
backside out here, boy. It's like, oh, okay.
The thing about racist towns is that you could find a door with a lock, as opposed to a jungle, which things it's lawless, you're gonna get killed, and the bugs is what you have to worry about.
Bugs.
Right.
That's what
I'm
Tiki Meek
good
was
on
doing
that.
naked and afraid, man. This new weight loss, boy. I was thinking about it. I'm like, let me go in, you know what I'm
Give me
saying?
racism.
Man. And the thing
Well,
with racism is like somebody can pretend like they're not racist and still be racist. At least in the jungle, you know that everything is their attention is to kill you.
I'm kidding.
If
What
you, if
year?
you're bigger than it, if you're bigger than it or it's bigger than you, they still want to kill you. It doesn't matter.
Are we in present day?
Present day.
Yeah, then I'm taking a racist town. If this was,
Does the date change
yeah. Well, it doesn't
the
change the jungle. It doesn't change the jungle, but it changes how safe I am. I'm much safer in a racist town today's time than in the 20s,
jungle too?
90s.
Is that because you think you can go live and be like, yeah, these are the people that's trying to kill me? And they'd be like, we don't give a fuck.
No, I grew up in a racist town. I grew up in a racist town. So
Chess,
Atlanta, Michigan had a,
chess.
huh?
This is America.
Well, they're all racist towns. However,
Country.
What town?
however, 20 minutes away from me was Howell, Michigan, which was the where the Grand Master Ku Klux Klan lived. Like it was that. They had a whole march. I live from Lansing, Michigan. They had a whole march of the Klan
Oh,
downtown. And they
yeah.
marched through the streets in Klan, full out Klan gear. People on both sides. It happened in Toledo too. Like, I don't know if you remember that, but there was a whole rally going on. So it was very racism was very much. However, poor white people are very relatable to black people. We're
Here's the
very
thing, though,
good
Tess. You
parallels.
growing up in the headquarter city, you're more than likely okay because that's a racist themed town. But you know, we all know the people in the big house don't do no work. So they ain't gonna be lynching nobody and chasing after you, no pickup truck. If you was one town over, yeah, that county, now they them
The corner town, the corner boy town.
Them niggas get active. They ain't got nothing to do. It's two stoplights. Niggas love to lynch out there. But like you in the hometown, man, you good.
Different times. Once upon a time, I wouldn't have gone outside that dark. But now I'd be like,
Understand?
okay. Hillbillies ain't that bad, though. Ain't that bad.
I feel like
Redneck.
that's worse.
Nah, it ain't that bad. It ain't that bad.
I'm always say I'm way more afraid of poor white people than I am of like rich white people. Rich white people might be able to get away with it, but poor white people, they ain't got nothing to lose.
Yeah, rich white people put you at work. They're like, yeah, you can make me money.
Like slavery?
Or you look like you can jump. You look like you can tackle a man. You know
Well,
that.
why am I in the basement of a trailer home? Why do you have a basement?
No, you
That's
gotta
just under the
understand.
trailer.
You go to work, you work with the poor white people. Your neighbors are the hillbillies. You're like, hey Jeff, hey, and then you realize them niggers ain't so bad. I ain't so bad. Two or three monkeys don't ruin them all. Like they start finding phrases like that. And then they start going to their friends. I got a nigger friend named, they do all that. And then they be like, he's not so bad.
I agree. I'm choosing the sundown town. I've been called one of the good ones quite a few times.
Yeah.
Damn.
Compliment. I feel like I
Compliment.
got a shot, you know? Compliment.
I'm good with
Like a
children.
panther saying that?
Being
Damn.
called one of the good ones is crazy.
So you're like, that
Compliment.
was racist, but at least I'm good. I'm safe.
You're not like them. It's a great
What
white
if you
compliment.
saw somebody being disrespected as a black person by a mob of white people? And I mean, these are big country fed white boys, pickup trucks, they got bats and ropes and shit like that. How likely are you to come to the other black person's defense?
Do they have rhythm? Because if they do, I'm going into a jig. We making this a dance.
Okay.
They like it when we dance, you
That's
know?
a solid plan. That's not, that's a
I
great.
can't rap, but I could, you know, I'm gonna make
That's a
some.
great plan.
You
Talking
don't
about
want to
like
die with some dignity.
Nigga said they finna hit him with it. That's all, folks. Just
Yeah,
they're gonna be
I'm
like,
good
nope.
with it, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, get the
We
good
don't
rope.
care, nigga.
Yeah, we get the good rope. Bring up the German Shepherds. Hey,
we got YouTube for that, nigga.
Dancing Negros. Get the fancy rope. Get the...
Yeah. The we triple knot.
Seen it before.
Oh, we done seen that before. I'll bring out some German. Like, wasn't it?
I also feel like in the jungle, though, if you find like a cave or something like that, you might be able to fortify yourself and like hunker down. Like if you got something to where someone or no animal can sneak up from behind on you and pounce you, then like one way out, one way in type thing, you might be able to fortify that, have a fire at the front of the
Who
cave.
Here so has that skill in. Set.
Yeah, I'm not.
You said
fortify.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, okay, if it's a small cave and you put the fire at the front of the cave, the opening, sure. That will keep animals at bay because they're not going to go through that fire.
Sure, you're right. I can't make a fire. I can't fortify. When Pat said fortify, I go, I know exactly what you mean. I can't exactly. build
yeah.
nothing. I can't. Right. I'm dead.
And them bugs are going to be like, yeah. You done? I'm still going to bite the fuck out of you.
It's a wrap.
Move what your arm.
What if the jungle was racist too? Does that change anything?
Hearing frogs at night, nigger.
Jesus.
A bunch of monkey noises. Ain't no monkeys in there. Like, who is making
all the owls are like coon, coon.
seeing tiny tiki torches, little bugs like, what is this? Are y'all trying to burn me? Why is this upside down cross over here?
Why are all of these twigs made into crosses and they're burning? Like,
bring your black ass out here. Here.
The ants are marching and it's spelling out nigger.
Bite his ankles first. Bring them down to us.
You get dragged out of a cave by a bunch of ants.
After you fortified.
After you fortified.
I didn't keep the ants out.
Y'all don't know how to fortify. Why? Oh, y'all, that's all that's letting me know. Y'all don't know how to fortify, bro.
Bunch of redneck ants, bro.
Redneck ants is perfect.
Right there.
Redneck ants.
Also, people have lived in the jungle a long time. It is. See, here has a point, though. It's not like no one's ever survived in the Amazon for hundreds of years.
But we are out of shape of that.
I mean, you're correct.
Pat's we don't know the.
I'm just saying, here it's doable. It's doable.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, not for me.
It's
but.
Doable. Yeah. Ancient civilizations that grew up in there.
With less knowledge of what we have, but I can't.
Let's see who would die first. Let's go one by one what you would do in the jungle. Let's see who would die first. Let's see. Let's hear y'all plans.
All right, Brooke, what's your plan for the jungle?
I'm a gatherer. I'm getting berries, getting veggies. I'm looking for that kind of stuff.
Veggies dead.
Okay. What? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do for shelter, Brooke? What's your plan for shelter in the jungle?
For shelter, I'm going to look for a cave to fortify. I am actually no. I'm tall. I'm going up. I'm looking for trees.
Okay.
I'm looking for worse. Trees. I'm trying to build a tree house. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is that worse? Like, that's a good plan.
Sure, but you gotta find
a tree house
and that can hold your weight, like.
And you got to carry all of those supplies up the tree that you're climbing up with a hammer or a rock.
No hammer. It's a rock. And where is the nails at? You just
you gotta
balancing
make your own
up.
Line.
You're going to be in the trees with all these berries.
Tree bark. That's my glue.
The sap, right? Tree sap.
Yes, the sap. Right. Thank you.
I got you.
All right, Chaz, what you gonna do?
My first thing, I'm finding a clean source of water. Okay, no. Water. So I don't know how to do it, but I'm gonna find me a clean source of water first off. All right, I'm digging a big ditch. I'm going underground. I'm gonna dig a hole, and then I'm gonna have a little straw thing that I breathe out of, and that's how. Hopefully, an ant won't climb in my little straw hole.
You going to his home?
Like, I'm taking the ants over the tigers, though. I don't want the snake.
Wait, what's the plan? Digging a hole near some water?
No.
I'm gonna find my water
this
supply.
This nigga turned into a cartoon, Pat.
What are you
this
talking nigga about?
He's gonna dig a hole put himself in the hole, put the dirt back around him, have a straw out his mouth so he can breathe, and he's just gonna cocoon himself every night.
Yeah,
I don't see the problem. I'll be warm underground. I'm warm unless it rains. I'm warm, and then I have air and I have water. I don't understand how this isn't.
Chaz, I would
he gets
love
bonked
to
on
see...
the head and a giant thing.
I would love to see how you plan to move that much dirt without an excavator. Like how you.
That's all.
This is terrible.
That's all here, baby. Yeah, they were supposed to look a little bigger. They were supposed to look a little bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
you did this, and it just looked like you cooked some badass macaroni and cheese. You just was like greens.
I missed the gym yesterday.
So you're digging a hole.
You ever seen on cartoons when they get in a hole and they like this one big swoop and they go up under?
Yeah,
that's what he thought was gonna happen. No,
the tombstone falls from the sky. Boom! Yeah, his nigga buried himself. The jungle didn't have to do nothing.
All right, Pat, what's your plan, Pat?
Strike a match. There's gonna be hella creatures around him.
Just the eyes in the dark.
Look who's back. Hold him down.
The elephant be like, who ordered the delivery? Food came to us. I didn't know we could postmate niggas.
And then I'll bury myself opposite wise, so ass up. Just be like,
what?
Wow.
Hey, man, yo.
Hey, sleeping
Pat,
like this.
What's your plan, Pat?
You gonna get ravaged night one. It's gonna be a squad of monkeys. Like, well.
we're not carnivores, but I guess we'll start today.
Oh boy,
Pat, what's your plan?
Clean source of water.
Damn.
Check for trees. Make sure that there's an area that's wide open and flat with no dead trees that can fall down. And then you just gotta figure some stuff out, you know? I don't think I can catch any fish. I don't think I can hunt. So you just gotta find like what, mushrooms and shit?
Gathering.
Gotta find something to eat and you just gotta chill out, you know. I'm gonna have to figure out how to make a fire. Shelter, fire, and water is first, but after that, you just gotta find somewhere that you can't have nothing sneak up on you and just swing on anything.
Yeah,
you just gotta find a weapon and be like, "Hey, jungle,
yeah.
jungle."
You're gonna swing on the panther. You're gonna swing.
A lot of fasting. Yeah,
you know where they can't sneak up on you, underground, baby,
nigga. Because they're there. Scorpions and ants live underground.
The panthers don't.
Imagine you a gonna snake wake up underground and wake up and see Chaz and be like,
all these worms.
I did not think about a snake.
You didn't think about everything.
That's a good point.
Hey, Sam, what's your plan?
This little turtleneck around my neck. Oh, this is a python. Yeah, so after watching Extraction, finding a cave, some sort of like, it's like a built-in sort of home so you can protect you from the elements, back up into it and create some sort of like a face mask of your, you know, so you can have, and have traps around you so you can kind of be aware if anything's walking toward like sticks so you can hear crunching things coming up onto you. This will be out where I will reside. Getting water is important. It's essential because you ain't gonna be, how long are we doing this? A week, a day?
Let's say a week.
Damn.
Yeah. I need that water. So what I saw is you do have to like filter out a bunch of water because the water is disgusting. It's bacteria and all that shit. So you got to find a way you got to use your shirt or what? Are we naked?
No, you got clothes.
Okay.
Why are you naked in your scenario?
I
had clothes.
He's naked
on
in the racist town too.
That's why they heard the racist town.
Like,
all
right, so
put
we
your
naked,
dick
right?
up, man. There's kids around. What's wrong with you?
Kill him. We're not even racist. Kill him.
Dion fell in the jungle just naked. It's like, how? What'd you even?
But all of us in the same scenario have clothes. Like, Dion, what was you doing?
No, that wasn't a prereq. That wasn't a requirement. Oh, I lasted a week though. No, so I use my clothes for water to filter out the water. But yeah, I think that's my plan.
Does that work?
Your dirty, musty clothes. What are you talking about?
Why? How are y'all getting clean water?
So
from a tree.
So you go filter water through your shirt and still get sick?
Come
on. Now you just got a wet shirt. We all got diarrhea.
Ring out your.
Yeah.
Hello.
First thing I'm gonna do is try to find a cave. And if I can't find a cave, then I'm gonna do a boho. And a boho is just like where you make it like a circular.
A what?
Perimeter. A boho. Like boho style.
He definitely Googled that before he said his answer.
No. I just watch a lot of this nature shit. So it's the ones that you kind of build a perimeter with, like the vines and the twigs and sticks, well, branches that have like the thorns on it. So it's not easily accessible by wild animals. They would have to hop too high or whatever. They can't get to it without hurting themselves.
Did you just chat GPT my answer and just made it better?
No,
that's exactly what I just said.
No, you did not. Watching alone, I don't know what you think you said.
And watching Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid and Alone is the way it go.
I don't know what you think you said, Dion, but it was nothing close.
Yeah. I said this.
You said found a cave.
No, I said an area that can kind of hover over top of me. So it's like a Star Wars helmet. It's like a
This is nothing close to what Tahir said.
And the panther that already lives there is going to eat your ass.
I'm back up into him. The fuck?
Hey.
Sounds like you found something else's home.
After that, I would, like everybody else say, find a water source. Now, Dion, to your credit, like if you can't start the fire, then what you could try to do is a natural filtration system. So you dig underground close to the water source, and the water's usually moving through the ground, especially like the sand there. And so what you can do is like you dig a hole and it will naturally like rise to the top, the water, and that water that's rising through the sand and the gravel is filtrated from the sand and the gravel. So you don't have to use your soap shirt. So that's what I would do. If I can't start a fire the first night, because I'm going to try to start a fire the first night and try to boil some water that way, if I can find something to boil it in. If not, then I'll just have to do the natural filtration way.
None of us know how to start a fire.
We all dead. We are all dead.
I think I will do all right. I think I will do it, but I know who not to call during the zombie apocalypse. I can't call none of y'all ass. Y'all are gonna get niggas killed.
Call me.
Nah, I'm saying Chaz is dead first. Brooke after that.
Yeah, Chaz definitely, because Chaz don't take shit.
I'm gonna be tied to the tree watching you guys from up top.
Tied to the tree.
Yeah, I'm gonna tie my leg to the tree. That's how I stabilize myself. That's how I'm rebuilt.
All right, my bad. Brooke's gonna die first.
Okay. Why are you tying yourself to a
tie my leg to the tree is crazy.
And then the jaguars come up like,
I'm gonna tie my leg to like a tree.
Shishku Bob Brooke.
What country is this jungle in?
Africa.
I thought about it.
Yeah, we about to die. We about to die from just like mosquitoes. It's not even gonna be what we think.
If I die of malaria, I'm gonna be pissed, bro.
You're gonna be in the ground with malaria.
They're gonna be like, how did you get polio? How did you get this old ass
dirt pile just coughing?
The mosquito's gonna go through that straw that you have. It's just gonna be like
my tongue is still a
my esophagus got all punches, mosquito bites.
Let's put it to a vote then. Let's put it to a vote. Y'all want to do the sundown town for a week or the jungle for a week?
Sundown town.
Racist town. They got drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be spitting your food. They'll be spitting, man.
Or no, Postmate. Postmate all your food. You don't have to have interactions.
You got to put on your white voice.
They come to your house. And Pat can have that fair skin. He can pass. They be like, hey, are you?
I have dreads.
Yeah, but you have white eyes. Only your eyes. Look at the peephole. You good.
Yeah. You look like a dirty bohemian dude. You gotta
have them drop it at the door. That's all you gotta do is have them drop it at the door, and you don't have to open the door to get it.
We have to be in the sundown town 7 days too, like a full week too.
No, you got 2 days off.
They're like, you know what? This one house keeps ordering all this fried chicken.
Okay, so wait, order everybody fried doing chicken all week. Everybody doing something downtown?
Hell yeah.
Downtown. Yes.
Yeah, I think I just said downtown. Unanimous with that. Okay, we're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Look, men today face immense pressure to provide, perform, and just keep it all together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every single year, and it's often undiagnosed. If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, look, man, just talk to someone, I beg of you. And that could be anyone, a friend, a loved one, a therapist, anybody. You're looking and listening to someone who has done that. I have talked to my friends. I have talked to my loved ones. I've even talked to my therapist. I told y'all I've been in therapy for over 5 years. And some days you just need to get things off your chest. You just need to get the weight of the world off your shoulders just to talk, get it all out. I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't have moments where I wasn't depressed, because I for sure was. And therapy got me through all that, all right? It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, all right? It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma in their lives. With over 35,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works with an App Store rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client reviews. All right, that should tell you right there, this is legit. And what I love about it, it's convenient too. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. So talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/squad. All right, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
Second topic of the day, we have, would you rather be chased by a pack of zombies, at least five, versus a bear? And for clarity, these are the Walking Dead zombies, the Walking Dead zombies, not World War
II. Oh, easy work. Easy work, yeah. Walking Dead zombies, absolutely.
Absolutely. I was always good at freeze tag. I'm with you.
Yeah. They slow. They're dumb.
Wait, I need Brooke to explain the freeze tag reference.
You know what I mean? Distraction. You know, you go, you say you're over here, and then they all go that way, and then you book it.
That has nothing to do with freeze tag, though.
You mean like throwing something over there? I got what you're saying.
Oh, you're first to die in all of these scenarios. We just got to outrun Brooke.
She's going to say, I'm over there. Like the zombies. Right.
Oh, like they got logic. Throw something. No, they can still see you. They can still see. They're not blind.
I can't.
What's that?
I still want you. Huh? Why you keep throwing that can over there? I'm still going to eat your brains.
No, Brooke makes sense. She said if she's hiding and she's seeing them or hearing them, she's going to throw something over a different area. They're all, it happens. Is this video game one-on-one? It's happening
in
the game. They go over there. I got you, Brooke.
I hate video games. They do like... It must have been the wind. What is that?
That's a human guard, though.
It was a wind that closed a car door and rolled the window down and started it up. That was the wind.
All because you crouched, nigga. That's
all because you crouched.
I'm not quieter when I'm crouched. I'm louder.
Metal Gear Solid goons were ass.
They gonna hear our knees popping.
They mostly hear my knees pop.
Aren't zombies dumb?
What'd you say, Brooke?
Aren't zombies dumb? Aren't they stupid?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, they're zombies not operating with a full deck.
Yeah. But there's one like, nah, I still see you. You keep throwing shit over there, but come on down. You keep throwing shit. I want that.
But if we're being chased, it's implied that they saw us, right?
Right. The zombie's like, now we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way.
Do I have any weapons?
I like it and I want you.
we just being chased barehanded. We have nothing.
Do I have weapons?
If you see something on the ground, you can do it.
So no. I have a lot of weapons at the house.
You're being chased, Chaz. You're not in the house. You're being
chased. I don't have my weapons with me. I didn't grab nothing in zombie apocalypse.
Hey man, if you just go outside to grab something from the mailbox and you see some zombies coming towards you, you don't have time to like run back to your house. You don't have nothing. No, you
got a mailbox.
You were in the sundown town. Okay. Get chased by zombies.
Racist zombies.
Oh. In the jungle. The white people.
And what? That crazy. You homeless, but you calling me a stupid nigga. But, sir, you don't have a door. You don't have a door.
I mean, bear, we're not getting away from a bear.
No, because the bears, so, I mean, they're fast and they can climb. So Brooke whole thing about in the last scenario, climbing the tree, that bear going to be right there with you. Hey, he's going to meet you at the top.
Yeah. Also, do bears be in jungles?
Huh?
Do bears be in jungles?
No, I was just saying in this scenario, how she said she was going to like climb up a tree. I was referring to the last scenario, but like Brooke Stripe is the type of person that will climb a tree anywhere.
So the advantage I have is I'm tall, like that, and they say if you make yourself tall, you will scare a bear away, right?
How big?
Hey, like Chaz, to hear y'all got a problem because y'all do that. Y'all ain't taller than my shoulders at all. Okay. So I'm tall, so I can push to about like 6'11".
Yeah, okay. But here's the thing though, Dion. When you do that, the bear gonna be like, "Damn, he thick."
Wife, did you speak English? Wife,
yeah, it's time to hibernate.
No,
the bear pulls some honey out and dip his finger in. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby girl,
the bear is like,
we're gonna be like, where's Dion? We just go here.
You're gonna hear, but it's Dion.
Dion come from behind a tree. He Winnie the Pooh style, walking weird.
So we ain't gotta worry about the bear no more, guys. I made peace with it.
Y'all owe me. Y'all owe me. Dion got the back scratches on his back.
Fast forward 4 months and Dion pregnant with baby cum.
You don't have to worry about the bear anymore, guys. Why are you sweating?
Man, the bear ran off. We're going to raise my cubs, man.
The bear come around the corner in a bathrobe. No, y'all had a cigarette. I ate already.
Smoking a cigarette.
You all right with me, man?
Y'all have a good time, all right?
Did I use protection? No, it was bear back. Yeah, yeah. Come on, to here.
I hate Dion.
Bear back was good, Dion.
I hate Lex.
What did he say before? Man, that was way more better. Boo.
Gotta have the puns. This is Squad Cat / Dad Jokes.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We don't got to worry about the bear no more, guys. Don't worry.
We made peace with it. We got a treaty. No!
We don't got to worry about the bear no more, guys. Don't worry.
Now rubbing off honey mixed with human. Don't worry.
I wasn't Deanna.
It was unbearable.
Wow.
To hear stoop to a new level.
I had a grizzly of a time.
Oh shit.
I'm picking zombies. Ain't no way.
Yeah, for sure.
It could be zombies. 10 zombies.
Zombies, because here's the thing with the zombies, if they're like the Walking Dead zombies, they don't even be running for real. So you could just do like just a moderate pace mall walk and get away from them and just lead them off a cliff.
What's the problem with just turning into a zombie? Like, is it can't be that bad to just become one. Like everybody they run, they be running for years, getting cornered, life threatened. I'm like, just join the gang, bro. You're alive, you're running a pack still.
You know what? The things I think about with a zombie is not even like you know, killing the family and you know, just being a mindless droid just walking through the streets. I'd be like, I ain't gonna never jack off again.
That's your first thought as a zombie?
Not my first, but it's high on the list. It's within the first 10.
mid turning, you're gonna be like, I'll never jack off.
If I have to get jack off,
I would just jack. I would jack off until it's time for me to turn into a
zombie. Them Iron Legend zombies be jacking off. Remember, they were like in a circle jerk. They were
they were
zombies just walking around with constant hard-ons. Really?
They were in the dark, beaten.
The funny thing is, we don't know if to hear is coming or turning. He'd be like,
he's gonna be like, no, I didn't get bit.
Dang it. Hey, you be somebody's
already turning. He's turning.
No, guys, I'm just beating.
Hey, that's a funny sketch, dude. Zeon always thinks of sketches. We were talking about that earlier. That right there doing a zombie apocalypse, you and somebody in their tail. Everybody outside with a weapon. It was like,
no, I'm just jacking off.
You can see the silhouette in the tent, like,
Dion would 100% hide his bite from the group.
I would. I'll affect the colony.
He's gonna fuck a zombie.
He's all sweaty, like, I'm good, guys. Don't worry about it.
Imagine getting an STD from a zombie because you fucked it and you got you're like, how'd you turn? Nobody bit you. I got horny. I went raw in the zombie.
You see Dion running from the zombies, he's doing all that. He looked back, huh?
Oh.
You think?
They didn't bite the titties on this one. They didn't bite. Look at that. Look, she's still jiggling, huh?
Man. Hey, they might turn the thick one out. If a thick one turns, she's like, I'm like, hey, you know what, though?
Don't look that bad.
Yeah. Hold her arms.
She still got her jiggly bits.
Dion's going to be like, we don't have to worry about the zombies no more, guys. It's like, this nigga got us out of every situation. Don't got to worry about it, guys.
It was all men. I'm
good. Hey, going down on the zombie, like smashing zombies one thing, but going down on the zombie, you a wild nigga, bro. You didn't even ask for that. You just like, no, it's good. I got it.
We're going to be like, Dion, we chose the bear. He's going to be like, well, who was that then? Who are those five niggas?
You just call me.
Like, no, it's cool. I'm just going to hang out with them for a little bit. They were talking about going to the club a little later. And he's not following the zombies. He's going to start calling them ya-yas. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to hang with the ya-yas a little bit.
Those weren't zombies.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's guys, Halloween. We're being attacked. But there's a global alien attack. And the president's like, you know who we need to call.
Bring out Lieutenant Dion.
Hey, America, we don't have to worry about the aliens anymore.
No. Dion's face is green. I took care of that.
He always got on like a lace tank top and like some chaps, but no centerpiece in the chaps, just ass out chaps and a lace tank
Niggas
top.
Niggas an Avenger. Like,
they always meet me in my cabin. I'm up there by myself. Dion, we need your help. I told you I don't do this shit no more. I'm retired. They already took Oklahoma, Dion. They have your daughter. Shit.
Puts on the sex mask. He like,
I'm
just
back.
The mouth cut out.
Every time I try to leave, you keep pulling me back.
You
here.
Keep sucking me right back.
This thing is still our first line of defense.
Calling me John Thick.
Oh wow!
I got called Dick Fury out here. The iPad over.
Yeah, we call him Hor, the god of thunder. Hor, the god of wonder. This nigga would do anything. I wonder if it's anything he won't do. All right, let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with? Y'all going with this bear or these zombies?
What kind of bear? Did we ask that?
No, we didn't. But let's just say
a koala bear,
a big
panda bear.
No, I don't want to do a black bear. Let's say a big grizzly bear.
Oh yeah, zombies.
Problem. Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay. No. All right. So zombies all around.
Yeah.
Brooke?
I'm a zombie. I'm going with the zombies.
Okay. Chaz?
Yeah, zombie. I'm zombie.
Chaz, you kind of look like a bear. You might be good if you
so they'll know, man. I mean, they'll be like, I'm too small. I'm like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
They be trying to take care of me. They be giving me some breast milk on the bear. I gotta drink it.
The only way I can drink it.
Give it a thumbs up, like
Chaz, that's not his nipple. You gotta go up.
I'm not telling him no.
I'm telling him no.
And I'm like, tastes like lack.
Oh man.
You say tastes like lack?
Tastes like Dion is wild, nigga.
Oh, Dion, no. Dion was here.
But look, the crazy thing is like, why do you know what Dion tastes like? Yeah.
We spent a lot of time.
Bear is like, hey, yo.
We spent a lot of time together. We were doing this podcast.
It's like lack is wicked work. I didn't think about that. All
right, we're going to the situation already.
Last topic right after this. I'm going to let Brooke get a.
You okay, Brooke?
What? Just low angle? He said, I want you to see the undercarriage. Yeah. lift my legs up. Start my OnlyFans.
They supposed to have that technology in the grandma's house. I told you don't bring that devil phone in here.
Brooks in the house they filmed The Conjuring in.
In a decent living room, okay? I just don't have a little stand.
We can get there.
You had a medium in there.
Coming right back in 3, 2.
No, Keenan, keep all this.
Keep it, Keenan. Figure out how to keep it in, Keenan. All right, going into this last topic, man. Would you rather have the powers of Spider-Man versus the wealth of Bruce Wayne?
Spider-Man.
The what of Bruce Wayne?
Wealth.
How much is Bruce Wayne worth?
I think it's like Spider-Man still has to clock in. That's an easy choice. What?
That's my choice. He could go make his own money. He could be the biggest villain if he wanted to.
Oh, never mind. He's 9.2 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it was a couple billion.
Yeah. And Spider-Man.
What year is that? Five, that matters. What year is that, Pat?
The company is 31.3 billion and he himself is 9.2 billion.
Yeah, I don't have to be Batman. You said Bruce Wayne. So I would just be Batman and watch crime. I'm like, damn, we got to have a hero. We need a hero in Gotham.
Got a police scanner on. That's the
thing. I saw this video. They was talking about how Batman is Batman is an enabler, like the typical white man, because like he has enough money to like really keep the villains locked up for sure, but they keep getting out, and it's just like
he likes it.
Why don't you just stop this? Why do you keep allowing this to happen? Like,
yeah,
and he has the money to like fight real crime, like organizations and shit like that, but he never goes after like crime syndicates.
He owns the prison.
What's going on in his backyard?
He owns the prison.
Owns the prison.
He's the man
back in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be playing video games in the Batcave. I wouldn't be
Arkham
doing
Asylum
nothing.
Arkham Asylum is a private institution,
right? We gotta figure out what the parent company is. definitely
Wayne.
Wayne Enterprise. Yeah.
A lot of people don't talk. Spider-Man, one of the most powerful Avengers, and he always broke too. That's another thing.
He's broke.
That's his fault. He could play basketball.
He don't play basketball.
I'm just saying. Yeah, he could just join the NBA easily.
He could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You could have your whole Vegas show.
Yeah. If y'all had Spider-Man powers, how would you use it for money without being a hero? Like, because he can use his web to like for construction to kind of like seal. Well, web's not the greatest.
Construction.
It only lasts an hour. If you got me, it only lasts an hour. Everything will fall apart.
Construction is crazy. You'll get
a little spider spit on it.
I would be the most athletic person ever, and you couldn't arrest me for that. I would be in the NBA, the NFL, and UFC.
And I'm going to the Olympics. I'm coming back with every goal in every field that
I'm going to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Gymnastics. Yeah.
And y'all relying on sponsorships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wheaties.
That's
Yellow,
perfect.
Cool Whip. I'm getting everything. I'm gonna be a household name, baby. I'm on every box in your pantry.
This nigga was a photographer.
Yeah. He was a
That's how he spent his powers. Right. And he only took pictures of Spider-Man. He could have got angles on everything.
True.
Yeah. He could have got government secrets out of people. He could have used that camera for anything.
Yeah, he took a picture. He's vain. He is very vain. Tell him pictures of me.
For $100.
I would immediately sell Wayne Enterprises. I would sell everything and leave Gotham.
Yeah, you gotta leave Gotham. But he lived. He didn't. But Bruce Wayne doesn't live in Gotham.
He stays
He
on the
always got to
outskirts.
drive. Yeah, he's way outside. He always got
Yeah.
to drive in.
I didn't know that.
Look how
How far
he
it is.
stays.
He's taking planes to get places. Look how far it is.
That is
And
true.
a lot of people don't realize that Batman interferes with crime. Like he's breaking people's ribs and talking about some talk. Like, nigga, that's illegal. He's not, he hasn't been tried to
He's a
or arrested
vigilante,
yet.
lad. You know
Yeah,
what?
but that's
This
a crime.
is my thing though. Like, is does Bruce Wayne have a fund for all the destruction that Batman causes? Because Batman be going through the city blowing up cars and
Yeah.
blowing out wires and driving through a goddamn building. It's like,
Right.
who gonna replace this?
Bro, it's turning out to be broke white man versus rich white man.
Yeah. Pretty
Yeah.
much. That's what it sounds
Yeah.
like. Because one
Yeah.
of them's clocking in, has a
Right.
boss, needs to turn in stuff, has
Born into it.
a deadline,
Yeah.
and the other one has Alfred.
Right. Right.
Born into
Once
the
again, Bruce
privilege.
Wayne. This is an
Yeah.
easy decision.
And the fact that he kept Alfred after all of those years, like, bro, hire some other help, bro. Like, let this nigga go
Yeah.
die somewhere, bro. Why
Alfred
you
got
keep this man
dementia.
working and he 85? This nigga been ready to die for 15 years and he still got Alfred bringing him eggs at 7 in the morning. Nigga, let him go, bro.
Yeah. We need an Alfred origin story. That does he have holes? Like, is he a freak? Like,
Why is that the only part you want to know about?
how is that the origin?
Who's
How is
Alfred the
that?
bear, the zombies, everything, the aliens? Come on, Pat. You know why he worried
Don't
about
worry
that.
about that Alfred problem,
You
guys.
don't gotta worry about Alfred no more. We weren't. He's a butler. Oh.
It's like, he was never a problem. What are you talking about? Oh, well,
I
he had a
wonder what is
previous.
he having? Is he having fun? Does he have a drug habit? Does he watch Real
You said
Housewives?
Origin, which
I
is the
did.
beginning, and then
I
you went
did.
straight to orgy. You missed an entire
I
lifetime.
want to hear the orgy story.
Entire life. You
What's
missed
your
like
orgy
20
story?
years.
Man, he got a perv. Why you sweating over there, man? What's going
I'm
on?
I got nothing.
Don't worry, you don't gotta worry about Joker no more. You suck Joker's
Like, what
dick.
are you talking about?
Why?
He's still locked up. Yeah, I know.
I
And now
made a
he's
visit.
asleep.
I went there. I went to
He's
the source. You saw
still
Tuesday,
committing crimes. You
Scarecrow,
just
Penguin,
smashed
Penguin. You visited everybody in one night, like? Yeah.
And this is how you yes in, folks. All right, you gotta lean into it. All right. I'm giving y'all improv 101. Lean into
The only nigga that break into the prison. He be like, yeah, it's gonna
it.
be a wild night, fellas.
Where is he at? Huh? Give me the biggest, strongest.
It's like, damn, this nigga stopped the Penguin, the Joker, Dr. Freeze, all in one night.
Nigga, D.I. was like, go into the prison and find the biggest, baddest motherfucker and suck him up. He's been doing that for 3 years. Now we said, fuck him up. Like, oh.
That's why I had such a hard time in there. That
That means two things.
didn't make it easier.
Hello.
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 I like how he didn't name a single female villain. Not a single one.
Poison Ivy hasn't had any visits.
Yeah, I don't want no
Poison
Poison Ivy.
Ivy, not one.
Harley Quinn still, she hasn't had any
Harley.
visits.
What
Come
about
on,
Poison
man.
Ivy? Yeah, I'm tired. I'm kind of
Yeah.
tired tonight.
Yeah, I said, move, bitch. Harley Quinn standing there with the bat. Hey, Dion, move, bitch. Where's Scarecrow? For the
Mother
Dr.
Doctor stuffing
Straw,
at
this nigga.
it.
Sucking him off
Come on, Cobble
Ooh,
Pop.
God is a
See what you
wild boy, bro. This is
got.
a wild
Oh.
boy. Oh shit. All right. So what
Oh,
y'all feeling,
boy.
man? Spider-Man or Bruce Wayne?
Let's go Batman wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Born
think
into
it's
privilege?
just
I can't imagine being born into $9 billion, bro. That's
Yeah.
Not born, it's transferred.
Yeah.
I mean, but he was a child when his parents were around, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but in both, you're you, and you just either get the powers or you get the money.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see in this scenario, I see what you're saying. Yeah, give me that $9 billion. I don't know what to do. Yeah. I'm running that Wayne Enterprise into the ground, though. I know that.
I'm selling it immediately. I don't even know what it does.
I'm not equipped to handle this kind of responsibility.
What do we even do?
I'm going to be 30 billion up. What is you saying?
I'm behind on my car payment today. I can't even run a multi-billion-dollar payment.
You have the sources to take care of this. He said, too much stress, too much money. I'm going to sell it. You can pay for the car, though, Chaz.
Shut himself. No.
Too much.
Like, damn, you had it for 5 minutes.
All we did was ask you. We asked you, could you do it? He said,
no, I couldn't.
I think he shot himself.
I thought I could, but I couldn't. The pressure, hey, man, it got to me.
Chaz and Dion are a wild bunch, man. And
oh, boy.
They coming to DIYS today, so we could have a wild day.
Macaroni, Chaz, and DY. Man, it's going to be fun, bro.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote. Pat, you said billions. Chaz, you said billions. Brooke?
What? Hey,
Rook is getting possessed.
No.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. What was that?
I was saying everybody, I was going through everybody's answer and I was like, what's your answer, Brooke?
You didn't see her hand cranking up the motor. She's
like, no, I'm going with Batman. I think it's weird that you guys are going with Spider-Man and he still has to clock in and then go be Spider-Man.
Yeah, that is true.
Two jobs.
That is. And through all the Marvel movies, they got a facility, but they never showed them being on payroll, no health insurance, no benefits, no retirement. It's like, nigga, like, this is what I get for saving the world? I don't even get, like, a company car?
Right.
His aunt had to work. It couldn't retire. Aunt Jay? Like, no.
Yeah.
Do the Avengers get paid?
I don't think so.
They touched on it a little bit in Winter Soldier and Falcon. Yeah. About they just get like a bare minimum from the government.
Yeah, the niggas getting minimum wage.
Elon from the government.
Now Tony getting paid because he's selling them weapons and shit, and they using his technology. The Hulk probably getting paid because he's a genius and he's probably in a research facility somewhere. Natasha probably doing one-off projects for Nick Fury, so she probably getting some assassin's fee and shit like that. This nigga doing quantum, bro. He got to do bobbing for apples and archery shit at the carnival. It's this nigga got a house in the country with two kids. Like,
yeah, he's not doing well.
It says they only get 52,000 a year.
Oh, hell no.
That's it trash, says, well, yeah. An example, one source mentioned She-Hulk was reported to earn $1,000 a week as an Avenger.
But well, she's also a lawyer, too.
She's trash. So this makes sense. She's the worst.
She wouldn't get paid as much as Cap anyway.
Mm-hmm. Hater.
Yeah,
it's America. Captain America would screw everybody. It's a white man named Captain America. He would definitely get paid the most.
Mm-hmm.
But they paying him what it would have been in 1932. It's like this nigga's getting paid. And this nigga get paid $100 a week. $100 a week. They giving them tickets to the Yankees.
Still excited.
Imagine him at the bank cashing the check. He was like, hey, they agreed $100. Why is it down to $67? Taxes? No. Hold on, ma'am. Taxes? What is that? The inflation is insane. Cap, can you please?
That's the new Avengers villain. It's taxes.
Taking that up with the job. I'm just here to deposit and withdraw. What you want me to do, baby? But I'm Captain America. You're also holding up my line.
Bing, 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 bing.
Welcome to America.
This is America.
This is America.
Yeah. They got Donald Glover just queued up for this exact moment. This is America.
Yeah.
All right, well, shit, looks like everybody's going with Bruce Wayne's wealth. With that being said, man, we want to thank our special guest for tuning in, tapping in today. We got Brooke Ashley at the Conjuring House. We got Chaz and Dion, also known as Lacaroni and Chaz, on their podcast. Man, appreciate y'all coming through as well. And then OG Squad, we got Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We appreciate y'all at home for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Boom.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's ScoreCard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/ScoreCard Plus for details.